New Year's resolutions often focus around what kind of food we'll eat and how much of it. But for this week's edition of Food Friday, we want to hear about your resolutions or plans for the kitchen. How do you want to cook this year? Maybe you've been afraid to try making something different. The souffle, the poached eggs, handmade noodles, DIY croissants. You're going to try to do more vegetarian cooking or make the perfect steak on the grill. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What's something you want to try cooking in 2022? How do you want to shake things up? Or is there something you picked up over the last couple of years? Maybe some pandemic baking projects that have now become a part of your daily routine or weekly routine. You want to share it with others. Maybe encourage them. You can join in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Maybe you just want to do more cooking, more home-cooked meals. Doesn't have to be fancy. Or maybe you're planning on doing less cooking, saving time, keeping things simple. Call in now. 800-642-1234 is the number to call with your cooking plans for 2022, big or small. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or email ideas@WPR.org. Now, we got some stories from our colleagues here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Jason Butler, assistant to the director of radio here, wants to add more meals to his roster.
My 2022 cooking goal is to find two or three more meals that I can make for my kids and myself that are vegetarian and that we'll all enjoy. I'm looking for meals that I can put into my regular rotation.
It wasn't vegetarian, but I definitely had that situation with various points with my kids. We've got some proven winners here, but you keep making them again and again, and somebody's going to get tired of them. Might be me, might be them. I don't know. Now let's hear from Muna Algathy, Education Engagement Specialist for Wisconsin PBS, a special dish to perfect this year.
The empathy fatigue that we're talking about on the physician support line now.
That's not the clip we wanted. Okay, well, it was mislabeled, but Muna's goal is to master cooking lamb biryani at home. Muna says, I've been experimenting for the past couple of weeks and things seem to be going in the right direction. We spend maybe a little too much money at Amber Cuisines over in Middleton on their fabulous lamb biryani. I'm doing my best to recreate it at home. Well, let's check out your cooking plans for 2022 at 800-642-1234. Donna starts us off in Verona. Donna, hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What are you going to make this year, Donna?
Yogurt.
Okay. Now, I've done this years and years ago. I borrowed a yogurt maker, but the first ingredient you get is yogurt. I had to use store-bought yogurt. You put in this thing and you make more yogurt. How are you doing it?
Well, I think I'm going to get the starter. I ordered a starter to start the cream in it, and that's basically what we're waiting for. So it should be exciting to try making New York yogurt. Last time I was there, I bought some in a glass jar for $1.50, and I thought, oh my gosh, I should be making this.
Now, do you consume lots yourself?
Yeah, our whole family consumes a lot of yogurt.
Okay. And is this all going to be plain and you eat it plain or use it for cooking, or are you going to experiment with flavored yogurts?
I think we're going to try everything.
Excellent.
Everything. Why not?
That sounds great. Well, good luck with your yogurt making, Donna. Let us know how it goes. Shoot us an email, ideas@WPR.org, after your first success or failure. Either way is good. Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go next to Jennifer in Oconomowoc. Jennifer, hi.
Hello. So we went out to eat around the holidays, and my husband loves pork chops, and he got a rather thick pork chop, and we got into the discussion of how do they make these so that they're cooked all the way through. So long story short, my husband ended up buying a sous vide, I think I'm saying that correctly, system, which I believe the restaurants use to do just that. And it kind of cracks me up because we really don't know what we're doing with it. Any suggestions?
I have never done sous vide myself, but we've had so many callers over the years and Food Friday guests who swear by it. So you have the kit in your hands now, Jennifer? You've received it? And have you taken it for a spin yet?
Yeah, we made one dinner with pork chops, and frankly, I thought that they were a little underdone, so we'll have to adjust. Yep, we'll have to adjust the temperature on that. Or the timing? No, the temperature.
Could be
either.
I don't
know. See, that's,
All right. Well, Jennifer, you know, poke around online. I'm sure there's got to be YouTube videos giving you step-by-steps on that. Good luck with your sous vide. Yeah, we heard from Karina Abrego-Koch, outreach specialist for WPR, who says, I've been using Instant Pot for a few years, air fryer since 2018. Karina says, the next trendy kitchen device I want to try is sous vide. Have one. It's been in the box since last spring. So maybe if Karina has success, we can share that with you, Jennifer. Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We are asking for your cooking plans. You can call them resolutions if you want. Do people really make resolutions? But something you want to try to cook or cook better or cook more of in 2022, a new ingredient maybe, a new technique, a new style of cooking, 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Let's go back to your calls now. Jim is with us in Hartford. Jim, hi.
Hey, hello. Yeah, I got into this habit so far this year every morning of just waking and baking. It's pretty awesome.
Now, are you literally baking cakes or are you being coy with us here, Jim? Jim dropped. Yeah, I think that was a bit of a prank. And that'd be a lot of cake to make if you're doing it every morning. We are looking for your actual cooking goals for 2022 at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Is there something new you want to try? A new cookbook you're planning to get a lot of mileage out of? Post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or call 800-642-1234. We heard from Sheila Shigley, host of Simply Folk here, who says, I want to make stir fries in a real wok with smoking hot oil where everything ignites in a ball of garlicky fire, leaving you with seared veggie and tofu awesomeness. And I used to have a wok, like not a very good one. But I got to say, my wife and I, we make stir fries, kind of like loosely Chinese style stir fries. And back in the day, we'd make them, they'd taste, you know, okay. And we tried different sauces, different spices, different heats, and they came out okay. They all taste about the same. That is one thing I want to do, is maybe hit the cookbooks, do some research, and try to make stir fries that are better than just okay. How about you? Do you have some advice for me? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Again, asking around here at WPR, we heard from Jennifer Dargan, Deputy Director of the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board. JDAR wants to up her pasta game. Here's a listen.
I often order pasta primavera when I eat out, but I haven't been successful making it at home. So I've set out to try a bunch of different recipes until I find one that I love. The first one that I tried was from SeriousEats.com, and it turned out okay. Next, I'm going to try the New York Times recipe.
All right, pasta primavera. That sounds like a great project for the year. Let's go back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Rita is with us in Spooner. Rita, hi.
Hi.
What are you going to work on,
how
Rita?
How are you doing?
Good. How are you? What are you going to work on this year?
I'm going to learn how to make Reuben soup.
Reuben soup. Now, is that like a Reuben sandwich, but in soup form?
Yeah, in soup form. So it'll have corned beef and it'll have sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, cream. I hope it's good. I mean, I had it one time at a restaurant up in Hayward, and it was delicious. But I've never been able to make it, but I'm going to try this year.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that in soup form. You had it up in Hayward, you said. Now, it was pretty good?
Yes, it was excellent. It was at Angler's Inn.
Well, maybe call them and see if they can give you their recipe. Are you making it up, or did you find a recipe?
I've kind of found a recipe, but I'll probably make it up too.
Excellent. Well, good luck. I like a good Reuben sandwich. I'd probably like a good Reuben soup. A Reuben sandwich and Reuben soup. That's probably a little too much, though, at the same time. Good luck, Rita. We'll go now to Becky in Waterford. Becky, hi.
Hi there. This is so exciting you guys are talking about this, because for the last month or so, I've been doing some research on new pots and pans, because the ones I have are just awful. Everything sticks and my food just gets burned, and I'm blaming the pans, not me. But so I'm going to, as it happens, to an outlet store at Johnson Creek tomorrow to buy new pans from a company called Le Creuset from France. Ooh. And they're kind of pricey, but Wisconsin has two outlets. And everywhere I look on YouTube and reviews, they all say that they're one of the top tier cast iron and cast iron enamel pans. So I'm hoping to get a good deal and kind of revamp how I cook.
All right. And what is your first recipe on your new pots and pans, do you think, going to be?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. But given the fact that it's winter and I'm a big fan of soups and stews, and I'm hoping to get a Dutch oven, I'm probably going to do what I like is split pea soup.
Oh, a great winter food. Oh, that sounds great, Becky. Good luck. Happy hunting for a deal on those pots and pans. Thanks for calling in. We are talking about cooking resolutions, plans, notions, ambitions for this new year of 2022. Looking for your calls at 800-642-1234. Our own Maureen McCollum, executive producer of Wisconsin Life, has a simple goal. She says, eat less cheese directly out of bag, put on chip, and cook it instead. Hashtag realistic goals. Yeah, sometimes I just like the cheese right out of the container. Sometimes I'll get out the crackers too. How about you? What is your ambition, big or small? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. New style of cooking, new entree, maybe something you've learned in the last couple of years you want to take up a notch, as they say. 800-642-1234 is the number. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. It is Food Friday, and we're picking up our talk about New Year's cooking resolutions, goals, ambitions. We want to hear how you are hoping to switch it up in the kitchen this year. Still time for your story at 800-642-1234. Do you want to use more of something in your cooking, less of something in your cooking? Try something new that you thought was too complicated to try, but you want to master it anyway. Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Back to your calls now. Joe is on the line in Green Bay. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I want to try this year. I love cooking Thanksgiving meals. It's just a big stress reliever for myself. At any rate, I'm going to try a totally meatless Thanksgiving meal. So I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Well, I want to ask Joe, so you're making Thanksgiving meals not just on Thanksgiving Day, it sounds like.
Not just on Thanksgiving meal, on Thanksgiving Day. No, that's just, I wait all year for that one day, yes. But I do it like five times. Unfortunately, this past Thanksgiving, I was down with bronchitis. And the rest of the family, they ate hot dogs.
Oh, no, because you weren't there to cook. All right, well, you can make for it this year, Joe. Do you have notions on how to get on what you want to do to be the centerpiece, the meatless centerpiece, if you're doing a meatless Thanksgiving version?
I'm still working on that. It's going to be interesting. But I'm thinking possibly some type of plant-based meat as a possible starter. But we'll see. Just as long as it doesn't turn out to look like a bunch of raisin, that would be very bad.
All right, I got to ask one thing, though, Joe, before I let you go. You said cooking these Thanksgiving-style meals is a stress reliever for you. I think a lot of people are in the position of making Thanksgiving dinner where it's a stress enhancer. Why is it a relaxing thing for you?
Oh, God. For how many times I get a phone call from a friend on or just before Thanksgiving, Joe, come and save me. Oh, my word. There was one time I was at one of the local grocery stores, and there was like a it was a new packer. I won't say who it was. Him and his wife on Thanksgiving Eve looking for not frozen turkey. and they were like, boy, I wish I had time. I'd give you mine. I can handle a frozen turkey, you know, if I'm allowed to use the chainsaw. But I felt really for the guy. I gave him all the tips. I did tell him where to find thawed out, but it might be picked through turkey already. But
he needed a better game plan. Joe, thanks a lot for that call. Word. At 800-642-1234. Let's go next to Cam on the line in Madison. Cam, hi.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Good. What's your plan, Cam?
Oh, my plan is to do a little bit more wild game and foraged food cooking this year.
Ooh, okay. What kind of things are you going to be foraging for?
Well, I had a pretty successful ramp season this last year, so I'm hoping to get some more ramps again this year and hoping to get some mushrooms, morels, chanterelles, stuff like that.
Excellent. You could drop some of those ramps off on my porch, okay?
Oh, I've got some in the freezer. I'll hook you up.
Okay. And what do you like to do with ramps? I like a ramp pesto I've made. I use them. I saute them with a lot of different meals. What's your favorite use of a good ramp?
So I like to pickle the bulbs. We've made a lot of pesto. I like ramp butter. I make, I dry out the leaves, make ramp salt.
That sounds fantastic. Well, happy foraging this year, Cam. Thanks for calling in at 800-642-1234. It's Food Friday, and you are our guest today. We're asking for your plans for cooking in 2022. What is something you want to do more of, as Cam did there, or something you want to try maybe for the first time? Do you have a new cookbook you want to take for a spin this year and learn some new stuff from it? A new ingredient you'd like to try, new to you, I'm guessing. 800-642-1234 is the number to call in. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post over on the Ideas Network Facebook page or email ideas@WPR.org. Oh, look, we got a couple emails. Grant emailed a tip. Sheila Shigley was talking about her stir fries. Grant says, assuming you have a good recipe, the success to stir frying is having a very large fire under your wok. A very large, all caps, fire. Grant seems really enthusiastic about the fire element of stir frying. But yeah, you're supposed to do it really hot, as I understand it. Grant, thanks for that. Anne in Madison emailed, she's going to try a theme of whipped egg whites, cloud eggs, fried eggs where the whites are whipped. I've never seen that. Or those tall, fluffy Japanese souffle pancakes. Interesting. Now, I separate out egg whites and whip them. My favorite thing for that, of course, is my waffles. You beat those egg whites, man. It makes them fluffy, really good. Yeah, I got to do more of that, actually. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What are you hoping to accomplish in the kitchen this year? Yeah, it's a little late for New Year's resolutions, but we're doing them anyway at 800-642-1234. Oh, we got a lot more comments from our WPR colleagues. Better read a couple. Judith Marie Heise, WPR's digital marketing manager, says, my husband does the cooking in our house, and he's challenged himself to one new recipe a week. Oh, I love that. A recipe of the week challenge. Last week, he made Jerusalem-style mixed grilled chicken. It was so crazy good. We're trying not to eat it again this week. Why would you try not to make it again? Also, I got the book, Judith says, on pie for Christmas and want to start working my way through it. Use the apple pie recipe from it this fall. It was outstanding. Need more pie in my life, Judith says, in 2022. I do like a good pie. Bring some in, Judith. That reminds me, one of my things that I'm kind of resolving to do. So if you listen a lot, you know I have a weird thing with cinnamon and I shouldn't eat it. Doesn't kill me, but it's not good. But there's a lot of kinds of food that I love that have cinnamon. Indian food, a lot of Middle Eastern food, some Mexican food. So I'm going to try to do more of like replicating those things at home, but leaving out the cinnamon. Your turn at 800-642-1234. We've got John with us in Eau Claire. John, hi.
Hello. Yeah, I do a lot of smoking meat.
Uh-huh.
And the one that I'm got to do now, do you know what a fatty is in regard to smoking?
I don't. Fill me in.
It's pretty much a modified meatloaf. You take a pound of bacon, you weave a mat, then you put like ground meat on there, and you put your insert, whatever you're going to put on the inside.
Wow.
And then you roll it up like a cinnamon roll, smoke it for about 3 hours.
So we got bacon woven and wrapped around beef or whatever ground meat and other stuff, and then you smoke it. That sounds amazing, John.
Yeah.
Have you done this before?
Yeah, I've done like 30 or 40, and not one of them the same. I did one for my sister that loves dill pickles but don't eat red meat, so I used ground turkey, ham sandwich meat, cream cheese, and a dill pickle. Roll that up in a cinnamon roll and smoke that. The one I have to try this year is a chicken cordon bleu. You take boneless, skinless chicken breast, pound it flat, and then put that on top of the bacon, and then put ham and cheese in there and smoke it.
Oh, my God. John, this sounds great. When's your cookbook coming out, man?
I just cook a lot. We have my I drive a truck, so my fiance picks stuff that she wants for the weekend, and I got about 200 cookbooks, so I have to find what the recipe is. So like, we did beef stroganoff. I couldn't find the recipe. I actually found the Russian recipe for it. So
that's amazing.
We've done a lot of European cooking.
That sounds fantastic, John. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Wow. That sounds, it almost makes me want to get a smoker now. I feel like I'd use it a couple times and not that much. Thanks for that call, John, at 800-642-1234. WPR Membership Director Joanna Gulke says, my partner and I want to up our cooking skills, especially knife skills, this year. I see YouTube video date nights in our future about this. Let's bring on one more caller. Mark is with us in Two Rivers. Mark, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What are you working on, Mark?
So right around the Christmas time, my wife and I started canning, home canning, dried pinto beans and black beans. So they're in pint jar that tastes so much better than what you get at the grocery store. It takes a little bit of work, but it's cheaper and it tastes better. Other thing we started doing is trying a lot more recipes from ATK as well.
America's Test Kitchen. Yes, frequent guests on this show, and they put those recipes to the test. Mark, what are you making with those beans this weekend before I let you go?
We fill them in with for tacos. We make our own refried beans. We add them to chili. So there's a lot of different things we do with them.
Fantastic. Mark, thanks so much for your call. Thanks to everyone who called in. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much for sharing your cooking goals, your resolutions for the new year. If you have one to share but you didn't have time to call, that's okay, because you can still head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let us know what you are going to be working on in the kitchen, on the grill, on the smoker. You name it, put that on the Ideas Network Facebook page.